about set here for the introduction of the starting lineups and the tip-off between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Of course, the Lady Bears in those home white uniforms, trimmed in blue, blue lettering, and the Greyhounds in the road black, trimmed in yellow with yellow lettering on the jerseys. And you're running the final seconds off of the clock. Just waiting to see here if they're going to do a national anthem. They haven't said anything about it yet. Looks like we're going to get the starters, and we'll be ready to go here with Lady Bears and Lady Greyhounds. Crowd got quiet in here all of a sudden when the music went off.
The next contest tonight is the senior
girls game. And we are ready for the starting lineups. And they'll start with the Salem Lady Greyhounds in those road black uniforms, as we said. They're on the far end of the floor. First player out is Chelsea Hamilton, number 14. Number 23, that is J.C. Strong. Number 22 is Greenlee Hall, and a big sophomore. Number 51 is Marley Sellers. And Amber Yates, number 45, the final player out for the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Now we'll get the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears as they take the floor. Number 35, the sophomore, first player out, that is Sarah Crow. Number 10, sophomore, is Lauren Skaggs. Next player out for Mammoth Spring, number 2, the junior, Chevelle Graves. They'll introduce the other junior, number 22, Megan Upton next, and they'll finish up with the senior here for Mammoth Spring, the only senior on the team, that is Shelby Vangenhoven. Those are your starters for the two teams. We are just about set to get started. Coach is going over some final instructions. Lady Greyhounds are out on the floor. They're ready to go. Coach Small still talking to his team here on the sideline. Now he'll send them out. It'll be Sellers stepping into the center circle, and she's going to give up about 3 or 4 inches here to Sarah Crow on this jump ball. So we'll see how that goes as the two teams get ready to play. The tip is controlled by the Lady Bears. Lauren Skaggs dribbles across half court and is immediately trapped. Off to Vangenhoven. Over to Graves. They're looking inside. High post to Upton. She'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. Megan Upton gets the Lady Bears on the board first. It's 2-0. Good start here. The Lady Bears went right into that high post. With the basketball. Three-pointer on the way by Hamilton is good. Wow, she just stepped across half court, took a couple of steps closer to the three-point line, and fired it up. A little pressure here. Looks like a half-court trap for the Lady Greyhounds. Skaggs has it. She's standing just across half-court. Double team. Gets the ball off to Crow. Around to Graves. She'll fire the three. That's on the way. Off the rim. No good. Long rebound. Taken by Yates. Yates up the floor quickly. They'll swing the ball inside to Sellers. Sellers back out to Hamilton. Around to Hall. Hall guarded by Crow. Good matchup there. They'll take it opposite side now, trying to work it into Yates. They do, and it's going to go off the leg of Crow and out of bounds. Sarah with a good defensive play. Got a hand on it, but it did go off her leg and out of bounds. So Sellers will inbound here for the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Looking to come in, trying to work it in, and they do to Hamilton in the corner. Inside in the lane, Yates. She fires a wild shot up, no good, but the rebound's pulled down by Sellers. Sellers drives through traffic, shot up and in, a little one-hand runner for Marley Sellers, and it's 5-2. Salem with a three-point lead. Crow with the basketball, gets it off to Upton, now down low to Crow. Sarah to the basket, and got a whistle, and I believe they're gonna get a foul. Sarah trying to go up for the shot underneath the rim, drew the foul, and we'll see who it's on. Number 22, that is Hall, Greenlee Hall with her first. Free throw by Crow is good. Sarah's first point. Sarah will set for the second free throw. It's on the way and it's good. A All right, the Lady Greyhounds with the basketball. They try to work it in and do to Sellers. Back out to Hall. She fires the three. It's partially blocked by Crow, but then off the hands of Shelby Vangenhoven out of bounds. Good defense again by Sarah Crow. Lady Bears down one here. 5-4. It is Salem basketball. Inbound into the corner to Yates. Yates looking high post to number 51 Sellers. She'll back it all the way back out. Good aggressive defense there by the Lady Bears. Chevelle Graves and Megan Upton forced that ball back out from the free throw line. With the basketball now, number 23, that's Strong. She's got the dribble. Now she'll come out to Hamilton. Hamilton trying to get free, gives it to Sellers. She'll fire for three, and it's good. Marley Sellers now with 5 points, and it's a four-point Salem lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Up the floor, Graves, high post to Crow. Crow goes to the basket, puts it up. Oh, it rolled around the inside and come out. No good. Rebound by Salem. Back the other way. Sellers up to Hamilton. Hamilton for three. It's in. And wow. No hesitation there, and she had a hand in her face and still made the shot. 11-4. Long, dangerous pass stolen by Yates. Yates gives it off to Strong. J.C. Strong. She'll give it to Hamilton. Hamilton has hit two long threes. Gives it back to Strong. She'll fire the jumper, and we're going to have a foul. Actually going to have 3 seconds in the lane on the Salem Lady Greyhounds. So the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will get the ball back on the turnover, down seven. Lauren Skaggs takes the inbound from Vangenhoven, then gives it right back to Shelby. Again, looking at this trap here at half court, pass in the middle, knock loose. Sarah Crow dives on the floor, picks it up. Good hustle by Sarah. Off to Skaggs. She's double-teamed, needing help, comes across to Vangenhoven. High post to Crow, underneath to Upton, and it's in. Megan Upton with 4 points, and the Lady Bears are down by five, now 11-6. Sellers with it out front. Couple of dribbles, brings it into the corner to Hamilton. Hamilton fakes the drive, back out to Sellers. She's going to fire the three-pointer, and it's good. Wow, they are almost automatic behind that three-point line. That is the fourth three-pointer here of this first quarter. 14-6, Salem with an 8-point lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Chevelle Graves fakes the drive, comes back out, gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs high post to Crow. Back over in the corner to Vangenhoven. She fakes, drives baseline, puts the shot up, had it, lost it as she was going up. Picked up by Hamilton. Hamilton to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go, and then Sellers come flying in. A lot of contact there, no call, but the ball goes out of bounds to Mammoth Spring. Oh, now they're going to call a foul. They did call a foul on Sellers. I thought they should. She come flying in there, knocked players down, trying to get that rebound. Up the floor, Crow had it knocked loose, picks it back up, gives it to Upton. She'll put it up and in. So bobbled the basketball a little bit, but it worked out for it. And he found Upton all alone underneath. She's got six of the Lady Bears' 8 points. 14-8. Nice pass into Hall, and she'll put it up and in. Greenlee Hall with her first two. And it's an 8-point lead again at 16-8. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Lauren Skaggs gets it to Graves on the wing. Graves trying to work her way baseline, picks up her dribble, and she traveled. Turned it over, back to the Salem Lady Greyhounds. 3:21 left to play first quarter. And it'll be Salem basketball. Marley Sellers has hit a couple of threes already, crosses half court. She'll back it back out, gives it to Strong. J.C. with the basketball, steps into it, over to Hamilton. Long three-pointer is good. Hamilton was absolutely at least 5 or 6 feet behind the three-point line. She's hit three threes for 9 points, and it's 19-8. Timeout Mammoth Spring, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. Salem Lady Greyhounds leading Mammoth Spring 19-8. And they've hit five three-pointers here in the first 5 minutes. That's a three-pointer every minute. Pretty easy to figure. See if they can keep that pace up. Lady Bears with the basketball, and they're going to turn it over. The pass from Vangenhoven was too tall for Graves, went out of bounds on the baseline, so the Lady Greyhounds will inbound. Hamilton with it. Hamilton off to Sellers. Marley Sellers with the basketball out front, picks up the dribble, gives it to Strong. Strong will bring it left side, now lobs it inside. Ball's tipped, but it goes to Yates. She'll fire it up, no good. And Sarah Crow pulls down the rebound, hands to Lauren Skaggs. 2:30 left to play first quarter. Lady Bears with the basketball, down by 11. In the corner to Upton, out to Crow. Crow, nice pass to Shelby Vangenhoven. Good cut by Shelby. And she cut down the left side there, got the ball, and made the layup. 9 points, Salem lead. Sellers to Hamilton. Hamilton, she'll shoot it from there. Sellers will too. Three-pointer's good for Marley Sellers. Well, Marley now with 11 first-quarter points, and it's a 12-point lead, 22-10. Lady Bears trying to get across half court. It's stolen by Hamilton. Up the floor to Sellers. Sellers to the basket too hard, and she was all alone. Easiest shot she's had. And she should have backed out and shot the three. And then makes the steal at the other side, and a foul's committed by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. The Lady Bears with the foul. I believe they're going to get Sarah Crow for the foul, her first. And the Greyhounds will inbound. Hamilton out front. Dribbles, gives it off to Sellers. She'll quickly fire a three and missed one that time. Ball's loose in the corner, knocked out of bounds. And it'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Last touch by Salem. A minute 26 left to play here in this first quarter. It's 22-10, Mammoth Spring by 12. Salem by 12. Mammoth Spring down 12. Graves trying to get free from Hamilton. Good defense. Kick ball, though. So the ball will go back to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Shelby Vangenhoven will inbound on the sideline. Looking to come in. Lobs it all the way underneath to Crow. Crow, nice pass as she was falling out of bounds to Megan Upton. And Megan with 8 points here in the first quarter. 22-12, 10-point Salem lead. And Marley Sellers with it off to Hamilton. Hamilton fakes, drives, pulls up. Two-pointer on the way is good. I didn't know she could shoot it inside the three-point line. She's got 11. We've got two players in double figures already, Hamilton and Sellers with 11 each. Nice bounce pass to Upton. Reverse layup is off the rim, no good. And the rebound controlled by the Lady Greyhounds. Hamilton for three, it's good. Wow, she is putting on a show. 14 points now for Hamilton in this first quarter, and it's 27-12. It's a 15-point Salem lead. Checking into the ball game now, number 21. That is Sarah Young. She'll come in. Yates will get a breather. Mammoth Spring will inbound. Looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Skaggs in the backcourt. 22 seconds left in the quarter. Crow has it high post. Gives it to Graves. She puts the shot up and in for two. Chevelle Graves' first 2 points of the ball game. All the Lady Bears' points have come on layups. And Sarah Crow's got to have at least five or six assists already. They hit her on the high post, and she finds the cutter going to the basket. Hamilton for three. It's no good. At the end of one, your score, 27-14. Salem leads Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring welcomes advanced practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton to their team, and she's taking new patients. The Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring is a family practice serving men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. The clinic is located at 277 Main Street and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling the Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring at 870-625-1709.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Welcome back, Mammoth Spring High School. At the end of one quarter, Salem with a 13-point lead, 27-14. And they shot the lights out in that first half, shooting that first quarter, I should say, hitting, looks like, four, five, six three-pointers in the first quarter. Sellers, who hit three of them herself, will walk it across half court. Gives it to Strong, to Hamilton, who hit four three-pointers in that first quarter. And the Lady Greyhounds looking at this zone defense here from Mammoth Spring. They'll back it back out. J.C. Strong with the basketball. Gives it to Marley Sellers. Sellers all the way around right side. Looking inside. She'll come across to Hamilton. Hamilton for three. That's off the rim. No good. Maybe they've cooled off a little bit. Sellers gets the rebound. Back up and in. Sellers now with 13 in the ball game, and it's a 15-point lead, 29-14. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Pass up the floor to Skaggs. Skaggs over to Upton. Upton trying to go into the post to Crow, and the ball's knocked loose. Jump ball. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Lady Bear basketball on the baseline. Shelby Vangenhoven brings it in to Skaggs. Wide open for three. It's off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Sellers. And Sellers quickly up the floor, outrunning everybody. Puts it up off the glass for two. 15 now for Marley Sellers. Lady Bears down 31-14, almost a steal. Vangenhoven into the front court. Her pass is through the hands of Crow and out of bounds. Lady Bears will set up the defense here, trailing 31-14. Sellers again brings the ball up the floor for the Lady Greyhounds from Salem, Arkansas. Again, the number four ranked team in Class 2A in the state of Arkansas. 15-5 on the season. Drive in and kicked out, stolen by Lauren Skaggs. Good read there by Lauren, and she jumped into the passing lane. Made the steal. She'll cross half court on the dribble. High post is then knocked away, picked up by the Lady Greyhounds. It's number 32, Cassidy Walling, who checked in. Sellers will go to the basket. Her shot up, no good. Rebound by Upton. Upton off to Vangenhoven. Shelby dribbles the ball up the right side of the floor, cross half court. Stops just beyond the three-point line. Lobs it down into the low post. Now inside to Upton. Back out to Skaggs. Three-pointer on the way. Is off the rim, no good. Chevelle Graves with a nice job of getting the offensive rebound. She goes baseline, and we're going to have a blocking foul called on Hamilton. Good play there by Chevelle Graves. Chevelle Graves got the rebound. Tried to take it baseline, was tripped up. Foul on Hamilton was her first. Inbound play, they'll bring it in to Crow. Three-pointer on the way by Graves is no good. Rebound Hamilton. Hamilton pushing the ball up the floor. Takes it right down the middle, puts it up. We're going to have a reach-in foul called. I believe Shelby Vangenhoven called for the reach. And that's going to send Hamilton to the free throw line. Thought they were going to call the foul on the floor, but they said she was in the act of shooting. So Hamilton will go to the line. Shot on the way is no good. Again, maybe too close for Chelsea Hamilton. 14 points. She's got 4 3-pointers in the ball game. Second shot on the way. Make it 15 for Hamilton. Inbound play here for the Lady Bears. And they're looking at pressure here. Now they're picking them up a little further up the floor. Vangenhoven breaks the press, gives it off to Graves. They try to go inside, stolen by the Lady Greyhounds. Salem's Marley Sellers with the basketball. She spins into the front court, picks up the dribble to Hamilton. To Hall. Hall's three-pointer is way short. Rebound pulled down by Lauren Skaggs. Lauren will dribble the ball up the floor. 5:15 left to play in this first half. Gives it off to Crow. Sarah way out on the wing. She gives it to Graves. Now to Skaggs. Skaggs looking inside. Lady Bears getting it to Vangenhoven, top of the key. Her pass is going to go out of bounds on the sideline, but they said one of the Lady Greyhounds got a hand on it. So Shelby will inbound on the sideline. 32-14, Salem with the lead. 4:59 left to play in this first half. With the basketball, Graves. Graves gives it to Skaggs out front. She's guarded by Sellers. Picks up her dribble. She needs help now. Got to find somebody to help her. Good defense there by the Lady Greyhounds. They'll make the steal. Hamilton to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in. Hamilton now with 17 first half points. And it's a 20-point Salem lead, 34-14. With the basketball, Skaggs into the high post to Crow. Her pass underneath is tipped and out of bounds. And she had Upton wide open, but that ball was tipped as she tried to turn and pass it to her. So the Lady Bears will inbound. Vangenhoven brings it in to Upton. Megan, one dribble, back out to Grace. She's going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Marley Sellers. Salem headed the other way on offense. Out to Hamilton. And we're going to have a foul before the three-pointer went in for Hamilton. I believe the foul is going to be on Sarah Crow. Reach-in foul for Sarah. That's her second. The Lady Bears can't get in foul trouble here against this Salem Lady Greyhound team. Already down 20 here, first half. 34-14. Salem with the basketball. They bring it into Sellers. Looks like she might have traveled. She gives it back out. Hamilton, long three-pointers off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Vangenhoven. Good box out by Shelby. She'll take it down the left side of the floor. Hesitation all the way in. Puts the shot up. Oh, that ball went halfway down and come out. Rebound taken by Salem. Coming back the other way. Marley Sellers drives in. Kicks out. Hamilton three. It's on the way. It's no good. And rebound pulled down by Shelby Vangenhoven. That time, I don't think Hamilton could see the rim as Crow went up to try to block that three-pointer. Pass up the floor. It's going to go out of bounds. Just out of the reach of Megan Upton. And Coach Small wants a timeout. Timeout taken, 34-14. Mammoth Spring down by 20 to the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. 34-14 the score. Salem leading Mammoth Spring here in the first half. Again, I want to say thank you to our boosters. They are Clary Funeral Home in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring. First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring. Legacy Auto Body of Thayer. Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliances of Thayer and Highland. Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton of Alton and Thayer, and Carter Funeral Home of Thayer and West Plains. Those are boosters for Lady Bear basketball here on senior night at Mammoth Spring High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will head back out onto the floor. Same five for Mammoth Spring. It looks like the Lady Greyhounds are back with their starters on the floor. They've had a couple of subs come in here through the first half. Lady Bears have went the distance with their starting five so far. With a basketball, Strong will give it to Sellers. Sellers drives to the free throw line. Now around the defender, hands off to Hall. Back to Sellers. Sellers looking for help. She'll turn, fire the jumper. She kept waiting, and finally it cleared out, and she just turned and fired it up and in. 17 now for Sellers. She has 17. Hamilton has 17. 34, they're 36 points for those two players. Oh, pass is a little low, and Chevelle couldn't hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds. Another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. So it'll be Salem basketball. Hall will inbound to Sellers, now to Hamilton. And Chelsea Hamilton will bring the ball across half court. Gives it to Sellers left wing. Sellers back to Hamilton as they play catch with it. Inside now to Yates. Yates trying to get free from the double team. Out to Strong. Three-pointer on the way is good. J.C. Strong with her first field goal. She's got 3 points, and it's 39-14, 25-point Salem lead. Upton with the basketball. Takes one dribble, goes inside to Crow. Sarah turns, puts the ball up off the glass. Can't get to go. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Sellers all the way to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Sellers got the defender turned around. She's got 19 now. Quickly back the other way, up to, with a basketball. Gives it out to Graves. She faked the three. Drives baseline, comes back out to Skeggs. Now back into the corner to Vangenhoven. Shelby trying to get free. She's double-teamed, goes into Crow. Nice pass into Upton, who missed the layup. Upton got her own rebound, though. Dribbling it down the baseline. Her pass is tipped and going to go out of bounds. It'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. Lady Bears will have the ball on the baseline. Number 32 and number 12 checking in. That's Yuki Beller, number 12, the junior. And number 32 is Cassidy Wallen, another junior. They'll come in for the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Lady Bears got to get the ball in. They do to Skaggs. Skaggs high post to Crow. She turns, fakes, comes back out to Skaggs. Lauren on the dribble, guarded by Sellers. Gives it to Graves. Chevelle to Upton. Upton turns, goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Megan Upton in double figures. She has 10 of the Lady Bears' 16 points. 41-16, 25-point Salem lead. Sellers picks up her dribble, gives it to Hamilton, right back to Sellers. And those two have been the offense here in this first half for the Salem Lady Greyhounds. 17 points apiece. Sellers falls down, back out to Hamilton. Hamilton lobs it inside to Hall. Hall kicks it back out. Hamilton open for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, though, inside by Walling, and she's going to be fouled by Graves. Chevelle Graves called for the foul. For Chevelle, that's her first. And the Salem Lady Greyhounds will inbound. Fourth foul on the team. Hasn't been a lot of fouls. Inbound play here. Passes over the head of the Lady Greyhounds, chased down by Graves. She'll go to the basket, puts it up, and puts it in. Chevelle Graves with 4 points in the ball game. Makes it a 23-point Salem lead. Hamilton will walk it across half court now with 35 seconds left in the half. Hamilton on the dribble to Sellers. She'll fire for three. That's off the rim. Rebound by Salem. Back up. Shot blocked. Rebound pulled down by Wallen and taken away by Crow. And now Sarah's going to be fouled. Good job by Sarah Crow. Foul is called. That's the fifth on the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Strong back in. And number 12, Beller, will come out. Down to 21 seconds to play in this first half. Vangenhoven crosses half court on the dribble, drives in, bounce pass over to Upton. She'll fire the jumper on the baseline. It's good. Megan Upton now with 12 points. Makes it a 21-point ball game. Lady Greyhounds have led by as many as 25, and another steal by Mammoth Spring. And the shot at the buzzer is no good. So at the half, your score, 41-20. Salem leading Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break, come back, and look at your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's lobbies remain closed to help limit the spread of COVID-19. And the most convenient method of payment for their members at this time is automatic bank draft. It's an automatic transfer from your savings or checking account to North Arkansas Electric's around the 10th of every month. Call NAEC at 870-895-3221 to enroll in automatic bank draft today. That's 870-895-3221.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. At the half, your score 41-20, Salem leading Mammoth Spring. As we check the scoring in the first half, Marley Sellers leading the way for Salem with 19, 17 for Chelsea Hamilton, 3 points for J.C. Strong, and 2 for Greenlee Hall. So 36 of the 41 points for the Salem Lady Greyhounds scored by Sellers and Hamilton. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they were led in the first half by Megan Upton. Megan with 12 points, 4 points for Chevelle Graves, 2 points for Sarah Crow, and 2 for Shelby Vangenhoven. Again, the Lady Greyhounds really came out on fire in this ball game in that first quarter. They built a 27-14 lead, slowed down a little bit in the second quarter, only scoring 14 second quarter points. After scoring 27 in that first, they were actually outscored in the second quarter, 16-14. They outscored the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, 14-6, in that second quarter. Again, no real foul trouble for either team. Lady Bears does have two players with two fouls. Nobody else with more than one. For Salem, nobody with more than one foul in this first half of play. Again, it is senior night here at Mammoth Spring High School. Good crowd on hand to cheer on their teams and to honor the Mammoth Spring senior athletes. And to do that between games, we'll have a little break here between our games, the senior girls and senior boys, which will play after they honor the seniors here between the games. All right, we have about 6 minutes left here in this halftime break. So we'll take another break. We'll be back with more from Mammoth Spring High School in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drug Store, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
The Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring welcomes advanced practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton to their team, and she's taking new patients. The Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring is a family practice serving men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. The clinic is located at 277 Main Street and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling the Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring at 870- 625-1709.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And again, we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School. It is halftime of the Senior Girls Contest. And Salem with a commanding 21-point lead, 41-20 over the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. I said Salem came out and took control of this in that first quarter. They ran out to a 27-14 lead, led by as many as 25 in the first half, and now lead it by 21 here at the halftime break. I want to say thank you again to our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. They include Carter Funeral Home of Thayer and West Plains, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton of Alton and Thayer, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliances of Thayer and Highland, Legacy Auto Body of Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and Clary Funeral Home of Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring. Those are your boosters. Both teams are back out on the floor here and getting warmed up, ready to go for the second half of play here on senior night at Mammoth Spring High School. And again, your leading scorers in the ballgame, Megan Upton with a nice first half of play. She has 12 points to lead the Lady Bears. Marley Sellers has 19 for the Salem Lady Greyhounds, 17 for Chelsea Hamilton, and they've done that most of that damage from behind the three-point line. If somehow the Lady Bears could get Hamilton and Sellers in a little foul trouble, make them sit down for a while, have a chance to get back in this, because that has been the offense. 5 points scored by the rest of the team other than those two players. All right, we are, like I said, about 2 minutes away from the second half of basketball here at Mammoth Spring High School, so we'll take one more quick break. Back with your second half in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's lobbies remain closed to help limit the spread of COVID-19. And the most convenient method of payment for their members at this time is automatic bank draft. It's an automatic transfer from your savings or checking account to North Arkansas Electric's around the 10th of every month. Call NAEC at 870-895-3221 to enroll in automatic bank draft today. That's 870-895-3221.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
And again, back at Mammoth Spring High School, we are just about ready to start our second half of play. I want to say congratulations to the Thayer Bobcats. Sound like Bobcats with a good game tonight over at Thayer High School as they beat the Ava Bears in a close one, 48-43. So congratulations to the Bobcats. They continue to roll, playing some really good basketball. Hopefully they can keep that up for a long time. We are about ready to start the second half. The Lady Bears are headed to the sidelines. Coach Scott Small will talk to his team, get them ready to go here, and see if we can get back in this down 21 at the halftime break, 41-20. Salem Greyhound basketball players, the boys walking by us here in front. They are going to get them a seat out here. They was out here shooting a little bit during the halftime break. They'll get ready to play the boys, but they got a good long break before they'll do that. I'd say long break, but a little while, because we will have the senior ceremony in between games, so keep that in mind. All right, ready to get this started. Just got to run the final seconds off the clock. Both teams are ready to go if they can get the clock down to zero. 26 seconds left in this halftime break from Mammoth Spring High School. Lady Greyhounds will have the ball as we start the second half. They both teams are going back to the starters here. Of course, Lady Bears went the entire first half with the starting five on the floor. Hall will inbound. She'll bring it in to Sellers. Sellers will cross half court on the dribble. Sellers with 19 first half points. Guarded by Skaggs. Dribbles around her. Pass into the middle. Stolen. Good steal there by Sarah Crow. Off to Gray Chevelle. Into the front court to Skaggs. Skaggs to Vangenhoven. Shelby, one dribble. Nice pass underneath. Oh, Upton's shot rolled off the rim. No good, but she had someone grab her arm as she was trying to go up with it. So the foul is on number 45. That is Amber Yates. For Yates, that's her second. Shot on the way by Upton is good. Megan having a nice game, 13 points now. Makes it a 20-point ball game. Upton's second free throw on the way is good. 14 for Megan. And the lead is down to 18. I said it right the first time, 19. 41-22. Sellers with the basketball to Hamilton in the corner. She almost went out of bounds. Back to Sellers. Sellers on the drive, kicks it out to Strong. Looks for Hamilton in the corner. She thought about the three, drives baseline. Running jumper is good. Hamilton now with 19 to match her backcourt mate. Lady Bears with the basketball. Vangenhoven to Crow. Three-pointer by Graves is no good. Rebound chased down by Yates. Off to Sellers. Sellers pushing the ball down the floor into the lane. Pass underneath to Hall, and it's up and in. Greenlee Hall with her second field goal. She's got four. And the lead's back out to 23 now, 45-22. With the basketball, Graves back to Skaggs. Skaggs gives it back to Graves on the wing. Her bounce pass underneath is kicked out of bounds. Touch last by the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Vangenhoven will inbound. Shelby. Pass in to Skaggs. Lauren on the dribble, trying to get free. Picks up her dribble, needs some help. Finds Vangenhoven at the free throw line. Bounce pass over to Upton. Upton back out to Graves. Graves on the dribble. Picked the dribble up. Now she needs help. Gives it to Skaggs, right wing. Trying to hit the cutter, and the ball is stolen by Salem. Sellers pushing the ball up the floor. Goes behind her back. Weaves through traffic. Nice pass. Inside to Yates, who got it to go up over the rim, her first field goal. And it's back to a 25-point lead now, 47-22. Mammoth Spring facing the press here from Salem. They work it into the high post. Crow turns, pulls up, little jumper from about 3 feet is good. Sarah Crow's first field goal, she's got 4 points. She's made a couple of free throws in the first half. Sellers with the ball out front for Salem. Picks up the dribble. Finds Hamilton on the wing. Down low. Pass underneath is stolen by Skaggs. Lauren dropped back into the passing lane. Made the steal. And the Bears head the other way. Oh, and Megan Upton wasn't looking. The ball hit her right in the hands and right into the hands of the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Strong into Yates. Yates trying to go up with it. Good defense there by Sarah Crow as she stood her ground. And the ball belongs to Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears will again bring it up on offense, down by 23. They cut it back to 18, and now a steal. That steal by Strong. She goes to the basket, puts it up too strong for Strong, and the rebound pulled down by Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears head the other way. Shelby Vangenhoven picks up the dribble. Gets Crow out above the three-point line. She's looking inside. Pass over to Skaggs. Skaggs waits for the cutter. Nothing there. Now goes high post to Crow. Crow turns, pass off to Graves, and she'll have to chase it down in the corner. Back out to Skaggs. Lauren to Chevelle. Good defense here by Salem. Lady Bears patient on offense, trying to get something down low. Crow back out to Graves. Chevelle to Skaggs. Lauren over in the corner to Upton. Lady Bears. Inside to Crow. Nice move to the basket by Sarah Crow, and she'll draw a foul. She'll go to the free throw line. If that's Yates, that'll be her third. And it is. Timeout taken by the Salem Lady Greyhounds. 47-24. Salem by 23. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Welcome back again, Mammoth Spring High School. 4:23 left to play third quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trailing the Salem Lady Greyhounds 47-24. It will be Sarah Crow at the free throw line. She'll shoot a couple after the foul by Yates. For Yates, it was her third. Free throw is on the way by Sarah and takes a couple of bounces and falls off on the right side. No good. Yates now will come out with those three fouls. Checking in is Walling, Cassidy Walling, number 32, the junior. And Sarah will step back to the free throw line. It's on the way, and it's good. Sarah Crow, 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. She's got 5 points. And the Lady Greyhounds back on offense, again leading by 22. Sellers with it on the wing. Sellers on the dribble, trying to get free, drives in, pass over into the corner to Hall. Her shot no good. Long rebound, going to go out of bounds. Touch last by the Salem Lady Greyhounds. So Mammoth Spring will have the basketball. Chance to get this back down to 20 or under with a long one. The pass by Graves is knocked away, stolen by Sellers. Sellers taking the ball to the basket, couldn't get it to go. Rebound by Hamilton to Hall. Hall will go up, and she's going to draw a foul. And if that's Sarah, that'll be her third. See who the foul's on. It is Sarah Crow picking up her third foul. At the line will be Greenlee Hall. Greenlee with 4 points in the ball game. Misses the first one. She'll set for the second. Second free throw for Hall now as she takes a couple of dribbles. It's on the way, and it's good. Greenlee Hall with 5 points. And the lead is back to 23, 48-25. Shelby Vangenhoven with the basketball. Pass, nice pass into the middle to Crow. Crow to Upton. Upton will put it up and in. Another nice assist for Megan Upton. 16, or for Sarah Crow, excuse me, 16 for Upton with the basketball. Salem Lady Greyhound, strong, picks up her dribble, gives it to Hamilton. Hamilton in the corner to Walling. She kicks it out to Sellers. Sellers. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound by Hall. Back up, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Hall with it. Out to Hamilton, to Sellers. Back to Hamilton. They swing it around to Strong. Strong drives baseline. Pull-up jumper on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. Touch last by the Salem Lady Greyhounds. 3:04 left to play. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears down by 21, 48-27. Lauren Skaggs with the basketball. She'll bring it up against Sellers. Takes it down the left side. Gives it to Upton. Upton looking inside. Back out to Graves. Back to Upton. Swing it around to Skaggs. Skaggs looks in, and we're going to have a travel call. She stopped, but when she stopped, she drug that pivot foot just a little. 2:42 to play third quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trailing the Salem Lady Greyhounds here, 48-27. Sellers with the basketball. Sellers and Hamilton have been quiet here in this third quarter. With the basketball, Hamilton, her pass almost stolen, gets it to Wallen. Back to Hall. Her shot no good. Sellers with the rebound back up and in. I guess I spoke too soon. Marley Sellers will go to the free throw line. Looking for her 20th point of the ball game. That foul was on Megan Upton, her first. Sellers free throw is in and out, no good. That is the second foul on the Lady Bears here in this third quarter. Second free throw's no good. Rebound by Upton. She'll hand to Skaggs. 2:20 to play third quarter. Pass up the floor to Crow. Sarah looking inside, trying to lob it in to Megan Upton. A good save there by Hamilton, and she threw it back in off of Chevelle Graves. So the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will go back and set up the defense. Couldn't get anything that trip down. That was a good idea, but the pass is just a little too high for Megan. Sellers with the basketball, whips it into the corner to Hamilton. She'll fire the jumper. That's an air ball. She is really cooled off. Couldn't miss in the first half and shoots an air ball here in the third quarter. Got a foul called on Chevelle Graves. Chevelle second. So the Lady Greyhounds will inbound. Hall with it. Comes out to Sellers. Sellers drives in, kicks it out to Strong. She'll fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Upton had it, lost it out of bounds. It'll go back to Salem. So Lady Greyhounds again will inbound on the baseline. Sellers with it. Sellers in the lane. Pull-up jumpers on the way. Partially blocked, pulled out of the air. by Shelby Vangenhoven. Shelby quickly into the front court. On the dribble, looking for help, finds Skaggs. Skaggs looking inside. Lauren takes it right side on the dribble. She'll hand off, tried to hand off to Vangenhoven, but it's knocked out of bounds by Salem. Lady Bears will inbound. Vangenhoven to trigger the ball in. She's going to lob it up to Crow. The ball's loose on the floor. Good job by Sarah Crow to get to that loose ball and tried to throw it back to Upton. It stolen by Salem. Sellers quickly back the other way, and her pass almost out of bounds, saved by the Lady Greyhounds, and we got a hard foul down on the baseline. That's going to be Megan Upton with the foul. For Megan, that's her second, and that is the fourth on the Lady Bears. Inbound play here for the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Sellers will bring it into Strong out top of the key. She'll set it up, now dribbles to the left, back right to Sellers. Sellers, one dribble, right back to Strong. They work it into Hall. Hall goes up with it, it's blocked. Good defensive play there by Sarah Crow. Hands straight up, blocked the shot, and then it goes out of bounds off of Salem. 59 seconds left, third quarter, still a 21-point lead. This game has really slowed down here in the third. And it's a steal there by Hamilton. Hamilton and Sellers with a double team. Got the steal. Hamilton will put it up off the glass for two. Hamilton now with 21, but only four here in this third quarter. Shelby Vangenhoven with the basketball. She goes baseline. Nice pass. Wrapped it around. Got it into Upton. I don't know how she saw her, but she did. And Upton's got 18. Back to a 21-point ball game, 50-29, 24 seconds left, third quarter. Sellers with the basketball. Brings it out to Strong. Strong with Graves on her. Gives it to Hamilton. Back out to Sellers. Down to 14 seconds left in the third quarter. Hamilton almost lost that ball. It's tipped and chased down by the Lady Greyhounds. Out to Sellers. She'll fire for three. That's no good. And Sarah Crow pulls down the rebound. And that's the end of the third quarter. Your score, 50-29. Salem Lady Greyhounds lead the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
We are back here at Mammoth Spring High School. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Salem Lady Greyhounds begin fourth quarter play here. 21-point Salem lead, which is what it was at half. Both teams scoring 9 points in that third quarter. Mammoth Spring will have the basketball here to start the fourth, trying to cut into this 21-point lead. Lauren Skaggs dribbles across half court. She's double-teamed. Ball is tipped and stolen, taken by Hamilton. She'll go to the basket for the easy two. Chelsea Hamilton now with 23 points in the ball game, and it's back to a 23-point lead, 52-29. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Crow with it. She's standing out above the three-point line, looking inside. Gives it to Graves, over to Skaggs. Skaggs with the basketball, looking for help, and the ball's tipped and going to go out of bounds, touched last by the Salem Lady Greyhounds as Marley Sellers comes sliding over to the sideline. Trying to get to it. Good hustle by Sellers. Vangenhoven will inbound the basketball on the sideline here at the Lady Bear bench. Works it into Crow. Sarah turns, kicks it back out, and the ball's going to go, well, almost went out of bounds, but it's saved by the Lady Greyhounds, and the Lady Bears got it. Shot up by Upton is no good. Rebound by Salem. Salem headed back the other way. Hamilton for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Sarah Crowe with the rebound. She'll hand to Skaggs. 52-29, 7 minutes left to play. Reminder, we got senior boys coming up here in just a little bit. The Mammoth Spring boys and Salem will play after the senior night ceremony that they're going to do, honoring all the seniors. Inbound play for Mammoth Spring. Shelby Vangenhoven looking to come in, brings it in to Sarah Crowe. Sarah's pass to Graves is tipped, taken by the Lady Greyhounds, and then thrown back out to Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears with the basketball. Graves around to Upton. Upton looking inside, finds Crowe. Crowe turns. She'll put the shot up. Little hook shot is short. Hits the rim, and the rebound quickly back the other way. Hamilton to the basket. Puts it up and puts it in. Hamilton now with 25 points. And the lead is back out to 25, 54-29. With the basketball, Sarah Crowe. Sarah trying to work it inside just off the fingertips. She led Megan just a little bit too much there. Megan working hard trying to get position inside and had it, but she couldn't quite get to the ball on the pass. Hamilton has the ball out front for Salem. Gives it to Sellers on the left wing. She's guarded by Chevelle Graves. Back to Hamilton, and her pass is kicked out of bounds by Sarah Crowe. Again, district play begins for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears next week. They are the top seed in their district. They'll have home court advantage throughout the district tournament, and they'll play in the semifinals next week. We'll have it for you here on K-Country. Long shot by Salem is no good. Rebound picked up by the Lady Greyhounds, but it goes out of bounds off of Salem. Mammoth Spring basketball. 5:55 left to play in this fourth quarter. Lauren Skaggs bringing the ball up the floor, takes it down the left side, picks up her dribble. She needs help now. Someone's got to come get it. Sarah Crowe has it on the high post. Nice pass. Again, that feed from the high post to Shelby Vangenhoven, cutting down the lane. A good hard cut by Shelby. Makes it 54-31. Salem with the basketball. Strong's going to pull up for the jumper. That's on the way. No good. Box out and rebound by Sarah Crowe. She'll give it to Skaggs. 54-31. It is a 23-point lead. High post to Crowe. Almost lost a good hustle to save it back to Graves. Off to Upton. She'll fire the jumper. In and out. Rebound by Sellers. Marley Sellers quickly back the other way to Hamilton. They're working around the outside. Strong with it. Back to Sellers. She's going to fire for three. It's good. Marley Sellers had been quiet for a while. She's now got 22. And timeout's taken. 26-point lead. Biggest of the night, 57-31. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring welcomes advanced practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton to their team, and she's taking new patients. The Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring is a family practice serving men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. The clinic is located at 277 Main Street and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling the Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring at 870-625-1709.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. The Salem Lady Greyhounds with a 26-point lead, 57-31, down to 4:50 to play here in this senior girl contest. Mammoth Spring with the basketball, and they're pressured as they bring it up the floor here. Sarah Crowe gets the ball above the three-point line, turns, comes back to Skaggs, inside to Upton for an easy two. Megan Upton now with 20 points in the ball game. And the lead's back to 24, 57-33. Shot on the way, three-pointer is good by Hamilton. Hamilton has been red hot. She has 28 now in the ball game. Quickly back the other way, Crowe, high post out to Skaggs. Skaggs looked at the three, now goes back high post to Crowe. Over to Graves, and it's over her head and out of bounds. Pass just a little bit high there. And the Lady Bears to go back and set up the defense. They're down 27, 60-33. And they'll bring it up the floor. It will be Sellers. Marley Sellers with the basketball. getting things ready here for the program here between games. Again, they will honor all the seniors, senior athletes, I should say, from Mammoth Spring High School. Skaggs goes high post to Crow. Her pass over in the corner to Grace. Back out to Skaggs. Skaggs looking inside. One dribble, picks up the dribble. She needs help. Now goes high post to Crow. Sarah dribbled the ball and had it taken away by Sellers. Sellers, good job digging back on the post there, and goes the length of the floor and puts it up and in. Marley Sellers now with 24 points. And it's 62-33, 29-point lead. Lady Bears played them even in that third quarter, but so far here in this fourth quarter, it has been all Salem. And they're getting a lot of contact there. Strong just kept slapping at Vangenhoven, trying to take the ball away. And you can see Shelby was getting frustrated as she was swinging the ball around trying to get free. Inbound play here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Salem now going deep into their bench here as they take their starters out. Let's see, I think all the starters are off the floor now. I believe they all are. Yeah, Strong comes off. She's the final starter. So we'll try to get names and numbers. Looks like number 3, Shea Bassham, is in. Also in number 5, Caitlin Estes. And we'll try to check the rest of them for you here as we go. Skaggs with the basketball. Gives it up to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven to Crow. Sarah behind the 3-point line. She's looking inside. Comes out to Skaggs. She's going to fire for 3. That's in and out. Upton with a rebound. Back up and in. Megan Upton with 22. Coach Small goes down the bench now. He's going to send his subs in, the few he has. And that will change next week. And we talked about it. Got a very good junior girls team. And after they finish districts this week, a lot of those girls will be moving up to join this varsity girls team, make it a lot deeper, give it a longer bench. And there's some really good talent on that junior girls basketball team. They are the number 1 seed in the junior district. We did have a timeout taken here by the Lady Bears as they wanted to get these subs into the ball game. 62-35 your score, 27-point Salem lead. Just talking about the rest of the players on the floor. Number 12, Yuki Beller, is on the floor now. Also in is number 24, that's Mackenzie Hill. Number 3, Bassham, has the ball right now as she walks it up the floor. Gives it in the corner. And the ball is stolen by Graves. Chevelle with a nice steal, spins into the middle, stops at the free throw line, kicks it out. Lady Bears also with subs in. Rayleigh Pierce had the ball, hands it off to Vangenhoven down on the corner to Tessa Smith. Tessa looking for help. Hits the cutter. Graves as she cut to the basket. Ball back out. They swing it around. Pierce with it. Pierce to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven down the lane. Puts the shot up on the run. Can't get it to go. And the rebound's pulled down by Bassham. Down to 2:09 to play in the ball game. Salem with the basketball. Bassham out front. She's going to fire for 3. That's good. Bassham steps in, hits the 3, makes it a 30-point Salem lead, 65-35. Shelby Vangenhoven fell to the floor, gets the ball, gives it to Graves. Chevelle trying to get through the defense, had it slapped, and a foul's going to be called. 65-35. That is the 5th foul on the Salem Lady Greyhounds, so still not over the limit. Mammoth Spring will inbound. Vangenhoven will bring it in. And trying to get all these players here. Looks like number 11, Anna Nicholson, also into the ball game for Mammoth Spring. And we got a trip there by Graves. Chevelle running up behind the offensive player. Just got their feet tangled up and tripped her. That's the 5th foul on Mammoth Spring. 1:09 to play. Clock is running now with his 30-point lead. Pass back out. Number 12, Beller, will back it out. And just going to let the clock run. They're down to 1 minute. Pass over on the wing. They bring it back out to number 24, Hill. 3-pointer up is no good. Rebound inside. Couldn't see who it was. Number 21, it looks like. And that is Sarah Young. We hadn't mentioned her. Apologize for that. Sarah also in the ballgame for Salem. Tessa Smith with it. Comes out to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven fakes the 3. Gives it back to Smith. Over to Pierce. Pierce, 1 dribble. Back to Smith, to Vangenhoven in the corner. Shelby turns, Goes baseline, jumper up, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, fought for, and controlled by the Salem Lady Greyhounds. 20 seconds left to play, and the ball's going to go out of bounds on the other end. And the clock continues to run down to 13 seconds. Salem Lady Greyhounds going to improve to 16-5, the fourth-ranked Lady Greyhounds. Chevelle Graves with the shot. It's no good. That's the ball game, 67-35. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lose to the Salem Lady Greyhounds. We'll take a break. We'll come back to wrap things up here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.